Let's read Space Hunt. Max's mission log. We're traveling through space on board the microship Excelsa with our new friends, Nock and Seven. We are on a mission to save planet Exis, Nock's home planet, which is running out of power. We need to collect 4 fragments that have been hidden through the Beta Prime galaxy. Together, the fragments form the core of Exis. Only the core will restore power to the planet. It's not easy. A space villain called Batlo wants the power of the core for himself. His army of robotic crews is never far behind us. Chapter 1. Mission Muxor. We should arrive at planet Muxor in 20 minutes, said Kat, turning round to face Max. Max drummed his fingers on his desk. He couldn't wait to get to Muxor, find the final fragment, and complete their mission. Our data shows that Muxor is a hostile planet, said Seven.
Searching for the fragment could be tough then, added Ant.
Nock looked around at his friends.
We can't give up now, he said.
We need all 4 fragments to save planet Exis.
Don't worry, Max promised. We're not turning back now. We've come this far.
Planet Muxor, information. Planet Muxor is a desert planet. It is home to some of the deadliest plants in the galaxy. It has 1 stretch of water, the sea stripe, that runs right round its center. It has 3 suns, known life forms, Muxorians, Gramptus plants. Surface conditions, very hot and dry, rocky desert, cliffs. Just then, a warning alarm filled the bridge. It sounded like the loudest siren in the universe. Danger! Danger! Said the ship. Tiger looked at the front view screen.
I can't see anything!
Kat studied her scanners.
Me neither!
Awake! She said. With a gasp, a large shape began to pulse on the screen.
Cruel ship coming in fast, she cried.
Badlaw's metallic army had been hunting the friends relentlessly. Badlaw wanted the fragments too. If he got his claws on them, he would be able to control the whole galaxy. Chapter 2. Spotted. Seven tapped at a control panel to override the alarm. It finally went quiet.
I'm getting a message coming in, said Ant.
He pressed a button on his desk and an image appeared on the view screen. It was Cruel One, commander of the Cruels.
Crew of the Excelsa, he said. Surrender or be destroyed.
Cruel One vanished from the screen.
What options do we have?
Asked Max.
We could try to outrun them, suggested Tiger.
Ship, what are our chances?
Max asked.
Outcome uncertain, replied the ship.
We have to try, said Nock.
Max thought for a moment.
Tiger's right. Our best chance is to try to get the Muxor before the Cruels. We might be able to lose them on the planet.
How can we outrun them? They're bigger than us,
Kat said worriedly.
I have an idea, Tiger said, but it's risky.
They turned to face him.
We can divert more power to the engines, said Tiger. That will give us enough power to accelerate beyond level 5 and outrun the Cruels,
Ant gasped. But that means turning off the ship's shields.
We'll be sitting space docks if the Cruels attack,
Kat said. It's the only chance we have, said Max. Tiger, get down to the engine room and get to work.
I'll need some help,
Tiger replied.
I'll go, said Ant quickly.
Ant and Tiger ran to the transit tube. Seven rushed after them.
Wait for me. I'd better come too.
Minutes ticked by. Max and Kat stayed glued to the scanners. It seemed to be taking Ant, Tiger, and Seven a long time to divert the power, and the Cruel's ship was getting ever closer. Finally, the lights on the bridge flashed and then dimmed to a red glow. Tiger's face appeared on the communist screen.
power diverted. He grinned.
Here goes,
said Max, slipping into Ant's seat. He accelerated past level 5.
I really hope this works,
said Nock, as he heard the ship's engines rumble and whir. Cat saw the stars outside become thick, white streaks.
Wow,
she gasped.
Warning, said the ship. Continuing at this speed will result in complete engine failure. 1 minute until engine failure.
How far are we from Maxor? Asked Max. Cat ran back to her chair. 4 minutes, she said.
Max looked at her nervously. They were not going to make it.
30 seconds until engine failure.
We've got to slow down, Nock yelled.
Tiger appeared on the communist screen. He was surrounded by steam.
The engines are overheating, he shouted.
15 seconds until engine failure.
Max, what shall we do? Cried Cat.
Max pulled the lever on the control panel. The ship began to slow. After 3 space junk.
The noise of engines faded to low rumble.
Ahead, Max noticed a stream of space junk. The ship should be small enough to hide in there, he said. Take us in, Nock.
Nock guided the ship into the space junk. He weaved his way through the floating debris until the ship was deep inside the river of rubbish.
Max spoke into the community screen. Tiger, cut all the power to the engines.
What? Tiger cried.
The crews can't fly their massive ship through all this rubbish, Max explained. There's no way they'll find us.
Cat hoped he was right. The ship became completely silent. Cat checked the scanners.
The crews are close, she said.
Don't worry, we are safe here,
Max reassured her.
We can't stay here forever, said Cat.
We only need to stay long enough for the crews to think we've got away, he replied.
They waited for what seemed like an eternity. Then suddenly they saw some lime green shapes whiz past the view screen.
What are they?
Asked Cat. The shapes zoomed back past. Max frowned.
Are those boomerangs?
They're heat-seeking gel boomerangs.
Tiger! Ant! Turn the engines back on! We have to get out of here now!
The giant whirr, the microship, came back to life.
Let's go!
Yelled Nock as he zoomed the ship away from the boomerangs. Chapter 4. Dodging the Boomerangs. 2 boomerangs were spinning their way through the space junk after them. Nock moved the ship hard to the left, then sharply to the right, but the boomerangs just got closer.
Hold on!
Yelled Nock, pulling back on the steering orbs. The ship shot up, then backwards into a loop-de-loop. As the ship swept out of the way, the boomerangs slammed into each other, creating a storm of sticky green bubbles. Nock punched the air.
We're safe!
Tiger appeared on the screen. Did we get away? Cat looked again at the scanner.
No!
She yelled.
Another boomerang is on its way!
Nock's face fell.
How far to Maxor?
Asked Max.
We'll be there in 1 minute, replied Cat.
The boomerang caught them up in no time. Nock pulled desperately at the steering orbs, making the ship spin side away over and over. Suddenly, whump! The boomerang slammed right into them. The ship was trapped in the sticky gel.
Max thought quickly. Maybe we can melt our way out of this, he said.
He gripped the lever and pushed the ship back past level 5. Nock pulled at the steering orbs with all his strength. His arms strained and beads of sweat ran down his face.
It's no good, he cried.
10 seconds until engine failure, said the ship. Just then, the gel started to melt. The microchip blasted free, entering Moxer's atmosphere now, the ship announced.
Tiger, Ant, 7, said Max. You'd better get back up to the bridge. We'll be landing soon.
There was no response. Guys, said Cat, peering at the communist screen. The engine room was empty. Their friends were gone.
I hope you enjoyed it.